The heck is happening right now?
I don't know.
Mike's practicing for his second job. Sound effect specialist.
He would do well with that.
Welcome to another year of the False Cast.
We're sorry.
Ohio. Yeah. Another wonderful year.
Thought you can get rid of us, but we're back.
Like bad pennies.
We're recording Sunday, January 5th. Despite all the different dates that I have in our outline, apparently.
I don't know what day it is anymore.
That's
all right.
We made it.
Another year.
We're here with some of our favorite false casters. I haven't introduced people in a while. I will do it now. It's the first of the year.
Aww,
we've got Mike.
Hola.
AKA Porno Mike.
Yeah. We have Jen.
Hey, howdy doodly doo.
Ooh, there it is.
We have Steven.
Yo.
Otherwise known as Stefan.
Good morning.
And Suzanne.
Hello.
And I'm Bart.
Yay, Bart.
You? No interviews this time around. However, I might be working on that.
Ooh.
And when is I say I might, is it what?
Not really.
Is it a mystery?
A mystery even to myself.
Oh, okay.
When he says might, that's his New Year's resolution.
Oh, man. Well,
I don't believe in resolutions.
I resolve not to have any resolutions.
There you go.
Nobody says it has to be like to be a better person.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to be more mean. That's mine. I'm going to say more what's on my mind. So
is that possible?
Dude, if you don't think that I've been holding back.
Oh, boy. Your resolution is to remove your filter?
Yes.
Oh. My resolution is for more revolutions.
Okay.
That could be around the sun, the moon, whatever.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Spinning around your apartment.
More revolutions.
Yeah. Donuts in the parking lot.
I'm down for a revolution.
Whether intentional or not.
We could do a little like a tea party or something. I don't know. What do you guys think? A little party of a tea, you know?
A tea party, throwing it out.
I'd like
revolution.
Some marijuana infused tea. I'll drink that first.
Oh,
do they make marijuana? I'm sure they do, but
I know they make infused drinks.
It'd probably taste like shit, but
I was gonna say, what's it gonna taste like?
I don't know. Their candy bars are pretty good.
Oh,
candy bars.
We can fix things temporarily and just dose the whole world with mushrooms.
You know what? Honestly, I'm for it. No ideas is a bad idea at this point. I don't know how we're going to get through this next, you know.
Throw it at the wall. See what sticks.
Spaghetti?
Or mushrooms.
Mushrooms sounds like a fantastic idea. We can put them in a plane or something, couldn't we? And just like
sprinkle the dust.
Chemtrails. Yeah. Aren't we already doing that?
Yeah. Or drones. That's what they're doing with the drones.
That's what the drones are for. Oh, you've solved the mystery.
That's it.
I just want to smoke weed and camp naked. That's all I want to do.
In that order or
rather
other
smoke
order?
Naked and
smoke weed, camp naked,
well,
and camp mushrooms.
Start with one, good work to the other, and go back and forth, and it's all good.
Okay.
Keep checking out our website. City Council, it was canceled for this week, but we've got new council notes, and we also have new police blotter.
Yes.
And I mean, if you're interested in reading all 12 of the 12 films of Christmas this past year.
Of course we are.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'm going to do it again. I don't know if I can do it again.
You say that every year. Every year you say that.
I skipped it last year, though.
Yeah, the street did. But it came back. Came back and did it.
Oh, my God. There were just why?
There's
and you think
really
they're
going to
be good ones,
ones
this year. There's going to be good ones this year.
No.
And then they aren't.
No.
I think that Red Notice was, I know that it wasn't.
Red One. Not Red,
Red
Notice.
One,
Red
I mean,
One.
Sorry. Red no, Red One.
Red Notice was a good movie.
Yes,
yeah,
that
was
a different
movie.
Yeah, sorry never about that. The Red One it was good. I mean, it wasn't like a masterpiece.
No,
but
it was cheesy, but it was good.
Man.
Yeah,
it was
hot. Yeah, I know. I liked how they changed that up a little bit.
Too many weird ass romance novels.
Monster fucker romances.
Yes.
Anyway.
Monster fucker romances.
Yeah.
I love my fairy porn.
Yep. I did see one of my cousins or Steve's cousins on Facebook said, was looking for the Christmas movies and was like, which ones are good this year? I was like, I almost gave her the link to your reviews, but I didn't have the energy. Plus, I didn't see that post until like yesterday or the day before. So it must have been from like a week ago or something. I hate how Facebook is so delayed with its posts.
The algorithm.
I got your algorithm.
Skynet.
I didn't talk fast enough. Keep sending your feedback to us. Tell us what you think of the show. You can send those to us on Facebook. Yes, 5 stars. Rate and review us on Apple and Spotify. You can get a hold of us on Facebook. You can also get a hold of us via email.
falsereepress@gmail.com.
In fact, somebody got a hold of us via email.
Ooh, what? Yeah. Was it spam?
No.
It
was
paper.
It was a person, actually?
It was a person.
What happened?
Oh. And actually, two people got a hold of us. One of them sent us information that's in our roundtable.
Ooh.
But another, Ty Yohei. Tyler, I'm sure I'm saying your name wrong. I can't
apologize
talk this morning.
Yeah, well, you know.
But his friend Madison sent him the Shelf Life Joycast.
Oh.
And he got listening to our show.
Yay! Hey. Welcome. I apologize Woo. For what you're about to
we
experience.
We got one.
You fooled one of the
Yay!
He's a musician in Talmadge. In fact, how I usually put music in. Before a roundtable, I'm going to put a clip of one of his songs in the show today. And at the end of the show, I'll put the whole song in there.
Oh, that's
and what is his name again?
His name is Tyler Yohei, Yohey.
Okay. All right. Well, hi. Welcome. Can't wait to hear your music.
So I'm glad that, people are reaching out.
Yeah, that's great.
How many years did it take?
Five.
I don't know. Yeah,
I'll
5 years.
Has it been 5 years? I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Of the start of the paper or the podcast?
No.
How long have you been doing this podcast? Yeah, we started this in the pandemic.
That's when we started the podcast.
Right before the pandemic.
We started, 2018, I thought.
So 7 years.
Oh, gosh. No, that can't be right.
For the paper? Yeah.
Oh, man. Time flies when you're having fun, guys.
This is fun.
This is what fun is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're having a blast.
Are we?
Oh, my gosh. I was so young and
hopeful.
Hopeful and full of life back then.
Oh, going flashback. I actually hung out with Alex. What was that, last weekend?
Yeah, I think it was last weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, he came up for a little bit and hit me up and went out to Tiki Underground. First time ever being there.
Nice.
It was kind of cool. And then, they went to that new pizza place down there. I can't remember the name of it. It begins with the M. I wish I could remember it. But I took off after that, though. But yeah, it was pretty cool. It was just interesting, touching base and seeing what they're up to and just weird. So shout out to Alex. Still hate
so
you.
So for the ones who do not know or are just joined us, Alex used to be he was one of the founding members of the Falls Free Press and the Falls Cast. And but he left us and moved out of the city. So
yes, he went down to Cincinnati. The naughty natty.
Yep.
Gone but not forgotten.
Nope. Yep. His legacy just continues.
Yep.
It's like a bad rash. It just doesn't go away.
Like herpes.
Or herpes.
Right?
Like herpes. I would say it's like herpes, yeah. The gift that keeps on giving.
So before we get into the round table, how is everybody's holidays?
Was nice. My daughter was able to come down for a little while, the one in Chicago. So we got to spend some time with her and I got to keep her pretty much all to myself, which was really nice. And what the heck is going on, Bar?
R2-D2.
My ADHD is
not. We should rename this the ADHD podcast.
Bart's going in 3D. We're going all in.
Oh, no, you don't need to see me 3D, Bart.
Please continue.
Well, nice. I just all of a sudden saw like the 3D glasses coming on, and I'm like, what is happening?
our Christmas is good. Steve cooked like a mofo and made a new green bean casserole recipe that was so good and crispy.
Really?
Yeah, it was very tasty.
Share, please, share.
You had me a green bean casserole.
She hates mushrooms, right? So you don't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't just give them a mushroom soup.
Yeah.
And I decided to make this at the last minute, and I didn't have any cream of chicken soup, and I wasn't going to go out and buy it. So I wound up making cream of celery soup from scratch. And
fancy.
Yeah. Made it from scratch.
Okay. It's really good.
And I made use fresh green beans and the whole nine yards, and it came out really good.
And he had like a 5-pound pack of those crispy onion things. So those went in, and those were really good.
Covered on top of it. Yeah.
But dude, I got to get you.
Go ahead.
Sorry, my boss has a green bean casserole from scratch like that, and it has mushrooms. He hates mushrooms. Ooh. And he will eat the shit out of it. It's similar, kind of like what you were saying, Steve.
I love mushrooms.
It has the cream of mushrooms, or it has mushrooms in it.
It has mushrooms in it. You're making everything from scratch, and you know, doing the reductions and all this stuff. And I mean,
I'm not doing that to her because I'll just get yelled at, and she'll think I forgot her. And you.
Well, I will give you the recipe so you can enjoy it.
You know? Yeah, but, you can make it. Well, if I have a
bite, it is.
I'm not going to make that for myself because then
Gabe would eat it, and your dad.
I know,
would
eat it. But I'm not going to leave you out. So I'm going to make something for you.
I have it is fantastic.
I don't need to exclude you from a Val holiday meal.
Oh, that's because he loves you.
When you make it, though, just take a smaller dish out.
Yeah.
For your mushroom stuff. Make it all the same, and then just divide it up. Then I have to make two,
and then I only need one, and that's just... No.
Yeah, I know.
I give you permission to make it. If it tastes that good, I'll have a bite. Maybe I'll like it.
I will consider
Anyway, so we had good. Everyone
just put it in your mouth, Jen.
Oh, put it in my mouth.
I mean, I don't think I need to. The recipe is excellent the way it is. I really don't need to put mushrooms in it. It's perfectly fine with cream of celery, homemade cream of celery soup. It's excellent. Yeah. You don't need to put mushrooms in it. That's just a different recipe.
Yeah. So fun.
Well, very good.
How about you, Kathy? How was your Christmas?
Christmas, we had COVID.
Yay!
Which was not... So, yeah. So,
Lordy.
Yeah, did Patrick too?
He did, but he spent time with Ben.
Oh, did Ben get it too?
You know, I think I can't remember if he did a test or not. He was sick with something else. Hmm. We had Ben, and I'm never sick that much. But I was sick in November, and then I was sick in December. And I was like, I'm not going anywhere. So I stayed home New Year's too.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just stay away from people for a little bit.
Yeah, which was fine. Around, right? Like people are just having. It's not necessarily.
Yeah, just COVID. It's really going around.
Yeah.
And my COVID dad wasn't, has COVID currently.
Yeah.
My COVID wasn't bad at all. Really, it could have been a lot worse. But I just didn't want to be around other people and get sick again. Yeah. It's like I don't really get sick, but I think he was bringing it home from work. Maybe I don't know how I got it.
Bummer. How about you, Bart?
I ended up. Had to have two Christmases. My sister couldn't come up on Christmas Day. So I spent Christmas Day with my parents, and then her and her fiance came up, and we had the second one.
Okay.
Nice.
That's nice. So we always have a little more.
Yeah, I like that it kind of is spread out. It always feels like all one day, and then it's just over. Like all this planning, gone. And then there's like this, I don't know, maybe that's just how my brain works. There's this letdown of it, like, okay, it's over.
Yeah. Well, Patrick and I had dinner Christmas Eve and did our gifts and stuff. And then Christmas Day, he spent with Ben, who was going to spend with his dad. But since he was sick, he didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Bart, there was, when Kaylee was home, we went and did some driving around to look at lights. And there's a really cool house by your dad. I mean, your dad's house is awesome. You know, we have to drive by there. He always has his cool stuff out there. But there was one right by his house that you could turn on the radio station and listen to the music and the lights dance.
You know, I think I've driven by that one.
Yeah, it was really close to it. I can't. What street was that, Mike?
Is it on Cook?
It's same. Yeah, it's on same street as your dad's. It's like three or four houses up.
Okay, yeah.
On the right-hand side, you know. Then there was one down on Talmadge that had, it looked kind of like the Christmas Vacation house, the Griswold house, but it had a bunch of blue lights and stuff. I mean, this thing was just wrapped in blue lights and stuff. Oh, it was, I was like, oh my God.
driving there and he's like, I saw this house. I won't even have to point it out once you find it. And so we're like driving down there and then all of a sudden Kayla are like, that one? And he's like, yes.
Like, the one on Talmadge is the one that got cited for having the speaker out front.
Oh, I didn't. Did it have a speaker out front?
When I don't know. There was a couple weeks ago in the police blotter. I thought it was someone on Talmadge. The neighbors complained because there was a speaker out front playing music.
Might have been. Oh, wow. I'm not sure.
So, who neighbors?
A different holiday, but that made me think back about Halloween and how we got no traffic.
Yeah.
So we need to, I think because we don't have anything outside to attract anybody. Like some of these people go over the top with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know how we need to work on a way to get people down to us.
We do. Well, Mike even said that he doesn't really feel like decorating out of the house anymore because nobody else on our street does it.
Yeah, right. I get that too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you but there's nothing. You know, when they're walking, you can see them all walking down Roosevelt.
You can't. You're like, hello, come over here.
I know. And you look down our street and there's like nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can't see. There's nothing out there. But yeah. I noticed the one guy at the corner of Roosevelt had like a fire out. Did you notice that? Like a fire burning like on the side yard?
No, I didn't notice
Maybe
that.
Maybe we can do that. We'll do a big old bonfire in the middle of our
street. That's what I was thinking. Like, get our fire pits out front and then
we could drive a fire. We can drive a cyber truck right in the middle of the fire and over there.
They explode. I don't know.
They do. I mean, any kind of any electric car would just be you can't put it out.
Yeah.
It's a thermal reaction. Once it starts a chemical thermal reaction, you can put it under water. It'll still burn.
Well, I don't decorate a lot anyways, as you know, but I would be up to do something.
We'll have to talk about it, do a block party or block something to try to drive the kids here.
Yeah. Hmm. I know. I still have candy left over from Halloween.
Oh, I just throw it away at that
point. I'll be over in a little while to grab some of that candy.
Yeah. Well, we just eat it all within a week.
I told the kids to take it to Ben's house because they had some gatherings there for the holidays and they'd forgot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I start throwing away, and then Mike's like, "Where'd that candy go?"
It's nothing left that I like. So
I think I'm finally to the point where I can't handle any more Christmas candy.
I haven't reached that point yet.
I still have most of a chocolate Santa, so I'm working on that.
I have
the big Santa, the solid Santa that you have.
A Mally Santa. Yeah.
Yum yum, that's the best.
Mine's like half gone.
Her parents still buy everyone one for Christmas, and then. Yeah.
My dad still puts the apple and the orange in our stockings. We always get apple and orange in our stocking. He still does that.
Who's that, your dad?
Yeah.
Cute.
I don't know. There's some kind of like old tradition that they do that.
It's Dutch. I thought it was Dutch.
Is it? I'm not sure. I don't know. It's always been something we've had. And
I thought it went in a shoe.
It would be kind
of gross. I think it was Dutch. That's how it started with, that you would find an orange in your sock.
Yeah.
That was hanging all over the fireplace.
Is it for good luck or something? Or what is the purpose of it?
I think it was a rare treat then. They didn't have like Florida or New Mexico to go grow their oranges. So it was a real treat.
Exotic fruits in your stinky sock.
Something like that.
Hmm.
And I imagine it would make you feel better.
That's true.
I don't know about that.
Like
you won't get scurvy.
Apple orange based deodorant.
Mm.
And then you eat the fruit and realize that you're eating that smell.
Delicious.
Oh man.
It smells like feet and oranges.
We'll start off with the really sad news. Jimmy Carter's passing.
Yeah.
He made it to vote.
He did.
That's the important part.
Made it to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, what, 100?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, a good life. I mean, no matter what you thought of his policies, whether he was a good president or not, he was a really good person.
Yep. And he was a good person till the very end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Always helping people.
Yeah.
Peanut
farm. We don't have a lot of people like that anymore.
Yeah.
I was thinking about if a Mr. Rogers was nowadays, like if he came in and we had a Mr. Rogers and he'd have to go sit and talk to Congress like Mr. Rogers did to save PBS funding, how I don't think it would move anybody anymore. He would be ridiculed, killed and made fun of and called a socialist or whatever. I mean, it's like we are just such a nasty world nowadays. And I'm becoming old. I think this is what maybe what it is. Maybe I'm just getting to that point where I'm old.
You've entered the crotchety phase.
Yeah, I think I have.
Get off my lawn.
To the point, well, you know, you get to the point to where you've done a lot. You think you've done what you could to make changes. And like, surely things are going to change. And then when they don't, or we go backwards, it's like such a disappointment that you're like, you need a break.
It's a gut.
People
punch
need a break sometimes. Yeah.
Because it's like the amount of like energy and effort, you know, even putting into this podcast or doing the paper and trying to have that kind of effort in there. And then you're watching the world kind of burn and you're like, did we do anything that matters? Did we do anything that made any difference?
I think all the things that we do as coping mechanisms are a way for us to feel better about ourselves and the world. I don't care if it has effect on anything else. This is, at this point, all this stuff that I'm doing is for me. I am circling the wagons and for the people I love, the people I care about, my friends and my family and myself. I am 56 years old and the older you get, the more the perspective you have that nobody else is looking out for you, but you and the people the people that care about you. And that's it. And you should just return that favor. Be a good person.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Do what makes you happy, and that's all you need to do.
Well, speaking of Carter, there was a quote that I shared of him. I think it was at a church thing, and I can't say it exactly, but he basically says that people need to decide what type of person you want to be.
Sure.
And that kind of sums it up to where, you know, you might not be able to single-handedly change the world like no one can, but you determine that I'm going to be a good person regardless of the crap that other people do. And just kind of.
It's kind of like, you know, hanging out with Alex, you know, and he's like, you know, as politically active as he was and this and that and keeping up with everything, he's like, dude, he's like, I'm taking a step back and just disconnecting and just letting the chips fall where they may. He's like, I just have to take a break from it, you know.
And people need to do that. And I think, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's why they have to continually try to reach out to get new people. Because of the energy and like shift it, because, you know, just a certain group of people can't do all the work all the time. They have to share the load and let other people take a back seat for a while and let somebody else move up.
I also think that that's why it's so important for us to get involved locally, because really that's where you're going to make the difference. Where if you're volunteering locally or you are getting involved politically in your local level, that's where we as individuals can actually make a real difference on what our community does and what our city does. You start looking at it as the entire country or worldwide, it is so overwhelming that you just kind of get yourself burned out because there's nothing you can do about it. But it's kind of like if doing the Joycast, like Shelf Life and the Falls Cast did together, and listening to people talking about their joy and remembering that we're all individuals, we're people behind that whole, the anger of whose side, your side, my side, this side, blah, blah, blah. And social media, I think, I don't know if social media has been good or bad for us, because we get to see the worst of the worst on social media. People like to, you know, puff up and be what, keyboard warriors, things that you would never say in person, and they'll say it online. And if you're not
hiding behind that avatar instead
and they wouldn't like it, you meet people on the street and stuff, and you don't see people just talking to each other like that, you know, in the real world. We just need to get out and start talking to people again and realizing that we're all human beings with struggles of our own and, you know, feelings and caring. And I don't know, I think we need to get back to that.
Well, think about focusing on what you can do locally, you're able to see the results of your efforts more locally than you would nationally.
Yeah.
So that makes you feel better too, that you actually are making an effort locally and then you see results from it. So you get that satisfaction of, you know, no, that you're not wasting your time. You're actually doing something that made a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're interested in doing something locally and want to join us, we are more than happy to have people come in and write articles for us, or, you know, tell us somebody who you would like us to interview and start making a difference here locally, because really it's all we can do right now. Try to support each other through this next phase of our country, I guess.
The fascism phase.
I was trying to be,
Like we were talking about before I hit record, you know, it's the case of, you know, where there's local media, you know, and local media, it makes the most difference.
Yeah, because if you're only listening to the talking heads of, you know, these big expensive corporations called news, I mean, is it news anymore? I mean, it's like it's all about making money now.
It's entertainment and opinion. That's all it is. It's no longer.
And they make it bigger than what it is, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like they got to keep their audience. And so
outrage is what sells commercials and sells makes people.
Yeah. And it's really not reality, right? I mean, it's this.
It's manufactured purposely for its what it does.
So we all need to be a little more like Jimmy Carter or a Mr. Rogers and just, you know, do what we can to bring joy into our own little circle. And that's really all we could do.
Yeah. Local news doesn't have to be inflammatory, or it just has to, you know, be what's happening and what makes the most impact on your life. And, you know.
I think that we have, I think with this whole snowstorm that we've had, and I know we're going off the rails and I apologize, Bart, but had this major snowstorm here, and you go on to even, you know, social media here and our local people, and there are people complaining and saying that the mayor is like, you know, not, you know, doing this for money or making money, or it's getting stuff in his pockets, and where's the, you know, you see all this ugliness, and it's like, why don't you just talk to your neighbors, talk to the people that are out there plowing the streets, talk to the people that actually are doing the work in there, and realize that it's easy to stay behind your keyboard and complain, but get involved.
It is the inherent distrust to anything government, particularly if the government is run by somebody who from the opposite party that you trust.
This is
trained, and this is built into them because of all the shitty media they've been watching over the past 15 years. Confrontation is the only thing they understand. And they're a Democrat. They must be wrong. They must be doing something illegal, and they're not doing their job, and I could do better, and I know someone else can do better. And without knowing anything about the problem, they automatically think they're doing a crappy job. And then when they learn about the problem and they say, oh, well, maybe they were doing an okay job because it's pretty complicated. And nobody bothers to actually learn the details of what the problem is first, because that would require too much effort. They want the easy answer. The guy's bad, I can do better. The guy's bad, I can do better. Or the woman's bad, or whoever that is.
Well, you see people out there talking on the social media, combating the Nancy negatives, you know, who are like, the roads aren't getting plowed. And then you'll hear, they are getting plowed. And we have a neighbor who came and plowed the sidewalks on both sides of the street for our entire street. So, you know, that's what we need to focus on. That's the message that needs to get pushed out more, instead of all just the negative. It needs to get combated with the positive.
The main streets are the priority. They have to be kept clean. And then when they get to it, they get to the side
streets. Everyone knows that, and it's addressed
It's always been that way, as far as I can remember. It's not the mayor's fault or anybody else's fault. It's the fucking snow's fault.
Well, we had plows out. 20, was it? Yeah. He said 20, whatever.
It was 20, yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say, it was funny, like, seeing some of the stuff that people want to complain that, oh, it's the administration. This is what happens when you have one party controlling the government. And I'm like, well, they were voted in place. And then people want to say, oh, you know, the mayor is basically the CEO of a large corporation. I'm like, yes and no. It's like, you want to make that analogy? Yeah, I could see that. But CEOs aren't voted into positions by, you know, the employees.
Right.
You know, they're usually appointed by a board or hired by a board, whatever, you know, so that the analogy doesn't quite exactly fit. And then people want to sit there and argue, well, you know, it's the administration's fault because no one wants to work for the city. I'm like, no, I think it's the fucking union. When your wages are extremely low on entry level, the desire to work there isn't there, you know, and well, you got to pay your dues. And, you know, after 5 years, you'll make some good money. Well, not everyone has the ability to do that and wait 5 years to make good money.
Yeah.
You know, and there's other issues that need to be looked into, you know. Other than just sitting there and complaining and bitching and moaning and crying because of this or this or this, you know, or you have people that don't vote or aren't registered to vote that just want to go on social media and complain, you know, because they just want a forum to hear their own opinion or hear their own voice, but yet they don't want to actively take part in trying to change the situation or change whatever's there. It's like, is there merit to sitting there saying that one party having control of a city, you know, is good? You know, there's merit to say you should have a bipartisan, you know, council, but it didn't, in this last election cycle, it didn't come out that way. You know, it's no fault of the mayor or anyone sitting there saying, oh, I'm only going to appoint these people or I'm only going to have these people in power. It's like, no, the fucking voters voted these people in. So how is that his fault? You know, it's like, that's where I'm like, well, plus, people just don't understand that.
Yeah. Plus, he's been involved with many things over the years. And I'm sure we're all talking about some of the same comments we saw. And it's like, to say someone's not experienced is absolutely not accurate.
Right.
Yeah. And that was like, yeah, I mean, I made a comment on that. It's like, well, he went from being a dock person or a dock worker to being the mayor.
Which nothing wrong with that either.
There's nothing wrong with that, but he was on council for 12 years before becoming mayor, you know, right. And then to glance over the fact, you know, that that was stated, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, you want to sit there and just, people want to sit there and list that there's this. Yeah, there are problems that need to be addressed, but everything happens in time.
How many years has he been mayor?
Not 2004, because that's when he was on council, I believe. I can't remember how many years. Shit, I should know that. I can't remember.
Needless to say, probably at least a decade plus, right?
Close. I want to say 2012, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so 10, 12 years. So I think by now he's got it down. The first year or two, maybe he, even if he, the argument can said that
since
even
2014.
The mayor was first elected to council in 2001.
Wow.
And he was there for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then
2014
he became mayor in 2014. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's had 22 years of local Cuyahoga Falls
political experience.
Yeah. So that her argument is fucking bullshit.
Right.
And plus he said he's not qualified.
Yeah.
That's asinine. He's
repeatedly, you know, reelected. So the majority like him and like how things are moving. So,
or it's just one person has an issue, or this one, some people have an issue and, oh, they didn't resolve my issue or whatever my problem was. Okay. Well, unfortunately, maybe they didn't. You know, it sucks.
Maybe it was not able to be solved. Maybe we don't know what.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we have a galvanized fucking water line coming into our house and we try to get the meter replaced. They won't even touch it. They looked at it, said, no, hold off, wait. We'll see what's going to happen. We have to contact the city. They may or may not, you know, help us with replacing the water line. Ultimately, they probably won't. It's probably going to be us and we're probably going to have to foot the bill for that. Does it suck? Yes. You know, does the city have an obligation or responsibility to fix it? Not really, because it's homeowner's responsibility from the street to the house. You know, I have an issue with it because I didn't have a choice of what materials were used when the house was built in 1944, you know, but as being a homeowner, you take on that responsibility. You know, people bitching about the sheets moving in where the BMV was supposed to be, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I bought this house 20, 30, 40, whatever years ago. And, you know, I never had the intention of it being a sheets right by or behind my house. Well, it was zoned as a commercial highway. You know, knew that going into it, that it's always been, it was the old Bissons store that, you know, Mayor Walters actually worked at. You know, it's like, there's not much the city can do when this shit was already zoned and made that way.
Yeah.
You purchase that house with the assumption that you're going to be right next to a commercial property. It sucks. Yeah. Yes, I wouldn't want a sheet right behind me either. But, you know, if that's why I didn't buy a house over on Graham Road, you know,
exactly.
It's like,
right, yeah.
I didn't go next to State Road Shopping Center at the time, which is now, you know, Portage Crossing and with the Giant Eagle right there. Does it suck? 100%. You know, I didn't buy a house on 13th because I knew there was a school right there and there was going to be traffic and it possibly could be changed over to a school later on. I didn't look there. You know, it's like, it's no fault of the city for, you know, some of the things that happened. I'm just rambling. I'm sorry. You know, I'll get off my soapbox.
No, it's true
because of,
you know, where we're at, the likelihood of a gas station being right by us is pretty slim because of where we're located on a residential street in the middle, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to
understand that zoning, it's once it's zoned like that, the company who wants to put whatever building is or whatever commercial property in at a certain location, they have every right to do that. And they could sue the fuck out of the city and cost them a lot of money and lawyer fees.
Yeah.
And the city would still lose almost every fucking time. The laws are skewed towards businesses, not towards individual property owners. That's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
And another problem is the whole sidewalk thing drives me fucking nuts because I mean, he wants everyone to every single little crack in the sidewalk. He wants the property owners now to because it's their responsibility because of the city. You pay half, city pays half, right? Well, let's say every single sidewalk on the whole, and he wants the rule enforced equally across the whole city. If we did that, we would have to raise taxes and a lot of in order to cover all that, even the city's half of it. And then all the property owners are going to be fucking pissed because they're going to have thousands of dollars they're going to have to outlay to fix their sidewalks. A lot of them aren't going to be able to afford to do it. So it's going to be a lien on their house. And where's the money going to come from? The city's going to have to make up that money until they get paid for it later. So we're going to have to raise taxes, a lot of taxes, to be able to cover the millions of dollars of fucking sidewalks that need to be replaced.
But we have the money for the arts. We have money for arts.
Yeah, you can't take bucket from one bucket to a different bucket. You know,
it's a different bucket. You understand it. It's not a checkbook.
Okay, it's not personal finances.
That's not how it works with city government. I mean, any kind of government.
That's the frustrating. And when they talk about it as trying to say that the mayor is a CEO of a corporation, when they're starting to look at corporate law or corporate finance and how the corporations work, the government doesn't work that way, nor would we want it to work that way. I mean, we wouldn't want them to be able to just take the money and put it in their little pet projects that they want to. If you say that you're going to do it for this, you have to make sure you're keeping it in that category. There's no creative accounting in the city life of taking care of the books. There's no way of like, I take this money and move it over here and do that, because
it's called illegal and it's fraud.
It's called illegal and it's called fraud for a reason. And if you get a grant for a specific art installation or some kind of project out there, that money has to go to that. You can't go and say, we changed our mind. Yeah, exactly. And so it's I don't know. I guess the moral of the story of what we're trying to say is that if you are feeling frustrated, if you feel like you have no control over what, you know, is going on in the next, you know, potential 4 years, join us and let's try to make Cuyahoga Falls and focus on Cuyahoga Falls and make it the best place to live. And that's where you can make the real difference.
And closing the loop on our talking point, be person like Jimmy Carter was.
Be a good person like Jimmy Carter. Yeah. That's what it is. Just be a good person.
And not a whiny little bitch like some people.
Seriously.
A whiny big bitch.
Okay. Yeah. Next topic, please.
Moving on. We'll have to cut that out a lot.
I'm going to stay on sort of the same topic, talking about sidewalks.
Oh, gosh.
On December 23rd council meeting, which was the last council meeting so far, Finance and Appropriations Committee approved three different ordinances for such sidewalk repairs.
Yay!
So, why are you at you were just at 22%. Okay, well, if suddenly this connection just disappears, we'll know why.
We'll know why. We'll be like, where did he go?
All right.
Okay.
So, ordinance...
I believe I'm back.
Okay.
Yay.
Yes, he's back.
Woo. All right, let's get through this because we got things to do.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, just jump back. It's one ordinance for money for supplies, one to authorize putting out bids for replacement of sidewalks and approaches, and one for the assessment of the repair of sidewalks and drive approaches. So those all got approved, 10-0. So that's good, you know. Are getting done about the sidewalks.
Will people start complaining when we decide to actually redo State Road again?
Yeah, because it's going to tear it up.
Will people complain because we're going to cost more money? Because why did we do this to begin with?
Oh, Lordy. Moving on.
Okay.
Next.
I know is I would like to complain about our street still being a ditch street. So, because Bart knows, Bart drove in.
Yes.
Yes. But that's on us. The actual homeowners are responsible for doing a survey of everyone on the street who would like to have a quote. and actually have the work done. So that's our responsibility.
51%.
51%.
We 60% of the people have to agree to the quote, and then 51% get to vote yes or no to do the project.
Oh, and wow. So if you could like not want it done but still have to pay for it.
Yep.
They basically put a lien on your house if you can't afford to pay for it.
Yikes.
You're required to pay like half of the cost of the new sidewalks in front of your house.
I don't know what the
and some other stuff. And there's like they base it on frontage, how many foot of frontage you have. The more frontage you have, the more money it's gonna cost. So
yeah.
No, yeah, it's more concrete.
How are your neighbors about it? Do you know
we don't know yet.
I don't know. I haven't taken a poll yet.
It's probably good. It probably would be a close because once they realize how much it fucking costs, they're not gonna like the
price. Well, I'm not gonna say anything about that. I would just go around hey, I'm interested in getting a quote on how much it would cost to make our street.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be north of $15,000 or $20,000. That's what I'm expecting.
Really?
Oh, wow. A house per house?
No, yes. I don't think that
I do.
Much.
I do think it's gonna be a minimum of $10,000. Minimum.
Cool.
Yeah, because you're gonna have to excavate down to get the culverts, you know, and get some kind of drainage in there.
And that's that's just a small coverage of the, you know, and that's the seat pays for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're only paying.
But that's just for the house. Just, I mean, I would think that if you're doing the whole entire street, like if you had somebody come in and give you a quote just for yourself, I could see it being that much. But if you're talking the whole entire street, you would think that that would be splitting in between them, it wouldn't cost that much money per resident.
They're really ripping up the road all the way down to the bed.
But they have to rip the whole road, so that's not
the
like
whole
they're doing
road
just
up.
One
the whole
spot.
Road has to come up, and then they redo all the sewers.
They redo.
I think they might even redo the plumbing to your house and everything. Everything gets gutted. Your whole front yard ripped up. You can't park on your street for like months.
It has to go to your.
New sidewalks.
Right.
It's everything. They rebuild.
Okay.
Yeah, let's put a culvert in and cover over it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I was saying. You just put a pipe in there and then cover it over.
Yeah.
You can attach it that way, can't you? Why would you have to attach brand? Why would you have to do brand new? Never mind. Okay, we're getting in the weeds.
Because they're eliminating the ditches. So they're putting in new sewer systems and all the infrastructure.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. You're right. Oof.
Yeah,
okay.
Big.
Yeah. Yikes.
Okay.
Speaking of State Road, OHM advisors will be presenting the South State Bailey Corridor Analysis at the Planning Commission meeting on Tuesday, February 4th at 6 p.m. Residents are always encouraged to attend, and there will be a time for public questions and feedback. So if you have feedback on this, make sure to attend that meeting.
Now's the time, because now they're talking about what they're going to do on South State and Bailey.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, all those people that like to complain about it, get your ass to that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But someone like the last statue one of themselves right in the corner of one of those roads.
This is at the Natatorium. So
okay. Yeah.
It'll be inside.
Too. You'll be nice and warm.
Can you repeat the date again?
That is February 4th. That is a Tuesday. Is February 3rd a holiday?
That's not President's Day. I know that for sure.
Not that I know of.
No.
Huh. Oh, well.
All right. February 3rd at the Nat at 6:30.
Fourth. I'm giving hand signals, but no one can see me.
No, you're right. No video. Okay, February 4th.
Yes.
At 6:30?
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. at the Nat. I keep giving all the wrong.
6 o'clock. You keep giving the wrong information, and then they're going to be like, but we were told it was 6:30. No.
And on Wednesdays, we wear pink.
February 4th at 6 o'clock at the Natatorium.
Discussing South State Road and Bailey upgrades.
Yes.
Next, a new drive-through coffee stand has opened on Howe Avenue last month.
Oh, man. Yay.
I read about that.
Yeah. I've driven by there a bunch. It's always busy. Called Seven Brew.
Seven Brew.
Yeah. They have over 20,000 unique drink combinations of coffee, tea, lemonade, cold brew, smoothies, and shakes.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And they even, as an opening present, the franchise donated a $2,000 check to the high school band during their winter concert.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, nice.
Go Seven Brew.
Yeah.
Worth a lot of money in PR.
Yes. Where is it on Howe Avenue?
It is right there.
It's where the old Boston Market was.
Yeah, it is where the Boston Market was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks nice.
Yeah. It does.
I mean, it's got like a double drive through. It's super bright lit. I mean, I wanted to try it the one day, but it was like out to the street.
Yeah.
So wow. I'm like, yeah, I'll wait.
It's always pretty busy every time I drive by it. I drive by it all the time.
Okay. Well, we'll have to try it out.
Yeah, their PR sent us information about it, but it was December. It was busy. And yeah. I get the email just got lost.
Oh no. Sorry guys.
Well, they could use the you know, advertising now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Next, we're talking about getting involved in the community. If you're interested in joining the Cuyahoga Falls Democrats, they have a meeting at Rise and Shine on Wednesday, January 15th at 6:30. There will be a taco bar. Ooh, and those who renew their membership will get one free beer or wine ticket.
Ooh, now's the time to do it.
Kathy, is that our new official meeting place, Rise and Shine, now?
No, this is for like the annual meeting.
So, because I know Ohio Brewing is shut down and they changed hands, and who knows what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's been determined yet.
Oh, okay.
I know that the current owner said they were recommending to still let us meet there, but I don't know if that's been determined yet.
And finally, the Cuyahoga Falls Rapids team has a new official merchandise store.
Ooh.
And with their darling mascot, the otter, Ollie the Otter,
mm-hmm.
There's some very adorable t-shirts here.
Aww.
Where are they located?
At fallsrapids.myshopify.com.
Okay.
And I will share that link in the notes.
I will tell you guys, speaking of t-shirts, not to take away from, you know, getting this merchandise set for the Cuyahoga Falls Rapids team. Or team? Yeah, team. They're a team. I got Mike a t-shirt that is the Archie t-shirt for the snowman, the Archie t-shirt at that Pokemon Center place that's on where is that? The corner
of Oakwood.
Yes, yes. I got him this cute Archie shirt for Christmas. And it was the first time I actually went in there. And it's a cute little store. It's really nice. They had all these different t-shirts. You can kind of design, make your own shirts too, it looks like. Like there's different patterns and stuff you can pick, and then they will, you know, make it for you. And they have a bunch of Pokemon stuff. So if you haven't checked that place out yet, shout out to them.
I had to go the weekend after Christmas because I got a shirt that I already had.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go in and exchange. And they've got two new ones with one is Restaurants of the Falls that have closed down.
Oh, cool.
And which none of them I recognized.
Oh, okay.
but then the other one was other businesses that have shut down, a mall, and I can't remember a whole bunch of different ones. Lawson's.
Oh, Lawson's.
Stuff like that. So I ended up trading in for that one.
Nice.
And today, of course, now I don't have the video. I have my shirt of Home of This Thing featuring our darling Humbard Tower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rex's erection?
Yeah.
I just, the first day I went into that store and I said those words and somebody just started cracking up laughing. Like, you're not from Ohio, are you?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. I've never been in that store. So I was, you know, I always wanted to kind of check it out. Just never really had a reason to. And I walked in and I'm like, oh, it's really nice. So check that place out too. Hey guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bart's Arts. Oh, that was good. That was the best one yet. Good job, guys.
Best one of the year.
Best one of the year, guys.
Best one of the year.
So far.
Yep.
High
five. Woohoo.
Air five. Right to the face.
So this is, you know, it happened a couple weeks ago, but the winners of the parking meter contest were announced.
Yay.
Both best overall and best downtown business went to the Cuyahoga Falls Library.
Woo!
Yay! Which was sad considering it was destroyed.
What?
Yeah, they got caught. It was caught on video. Somebody was tearing it apart.
What?
Seriously?
Oh. The bottom half of the otter was no more.
Oh, that is sad.
What kind of ass is something like that?
Hopefully they catch them.
I know they got it on video, but it was, you know, like that, the video, the cameras that they've got on the traffic light.
Probably not very high resolution. You can't really tell what somebody's
speaking. Well, it's like the one that you have on the website.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, it's hard to, but yeah, they did win Best Overall and Best Downtown Business. Best by an Organization went to the Cog Falls High School Art Club.
Yay! Oh, nice. Good job, guys.
And then Paddle the River won Best Business Citywide.
Woo!
Okay.
Wow.
And I got to say, theirs was pretty good.
I thought all of them were pretty good this year, too. We drove by it and everything, and like different ones. I mean, you kind of think that people are going to like run out of ideas, but they're always new and different. I love it.
Two Cuyahoga Falls High School students, senior Noah Adkins and sophomore Aiden Stevens, were selected to perform at the Ohio All-State Jazz Ensemble this year. They'll be performing in Cleveland next month.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Nice. That's awesome. What an honor.
This Wednesday, January 8th, celebrate the birthday of David Bowie with all things Bowie and Smash Burgers at Tiki Underground.
Ooh.
Smash Burgers.
I love Smash Burgers.
What was the date on that?
This Wednesday, January 8th.
Okay.
Wonder if I'll finally get in there. Anytime I've gone down there, it's been like during a tiki fest or something where it's like jam packed. And I've stepped in and seen it, but I've never gone in and actually sat down.
Oh, yeah, you'll enjoy. Once you finally do it, you'll enjoy.
What, tiki?
Yeah. Tiki.
Oh, yeah. Tiki's amazing.
It's kind of cool. It's tight. It's tight, but yeah, it was pretty cool.
We try to go, every other week or sometimes even every week.
No, we don't go every week.
Oh, really?
We go once or twice a month. When it's nice out, we like to sit in the back patio. It's real nice back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been out back more than that, but I haven't been inside to sit down. Yeah.
It's very dark.
It is. The fantastic drinks.
I've had their drinks at the Tiki Flea and then out back before. Well, I think that time out back we did that, my friend and I were doing that old man beer thing to get a t-shirt.
They have cheap beers.
Yeah, we had all these plans, like, yes, we were going to do it that summer. And I think we both just did one beer the whole summer. We never made it back to do it.
Sounds like something I would do. I'm really good at planning. Never follow through.
The Millennial Theater Project presents Hairspray at the Akron Civic Theater every weekend this month, beginning this Friday.
Oh, cool. That's a great musical.
And finally, the Akronomicon, the Akron Monster Festival, is happening Saturday, February 1st at Amedeo's Party Center.
So what will be there? I can assume with the name, but
I do know Mr. Funds is supposed to be there, and they're going to be having some makeup tutorials.
Oh, cool.
But basically movie monsters, old school B movies, all sorts of stuff like that. A lot of people that if you went to the Comic-Con, a lot of people that you saw there will probably be at this one also. But this one is more horror centric.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And that's all I have after this extremely frustrating episode.
We had 2 hours of bonding time.
We did.
Put that positive spin on there.
I feel like it's our therapy that we get together and we get to talk. So,
So
we're just broadcasting it for everybody to listen to our therapy talk.
Yes.
Well, I think everybody else kind of, I don't know.
Maybe our new listener will also need therapy.
Yeah. After listening to us. Welcome to the family.
We can tell them how to titrate down on medication.
Yes.
Yes.
No medical license here. We're just spitting it into the breeze.
Yeah, we're just talking here.
So thank you everyone for joining us this week. And remember, if you do want to hear more, be sure to rate and review us.
Please.
And go ahead and get a hold of us on Facebook and email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And again,
I think my voice is what's bringing people to our email. It has to be.
That's
right?
Why 100%, I always 100%. Stop.
The only reason I listen.
They came here just to hear your voice.
Yep. Oh, thanks, guys.
Something like that.
Mike's like, do not encourage her. Trying to shut her up. She's
mispronouncing it. It's Gmail.
It's
Gmail.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And remember, if you do want to get involved with us, you know, let us know.
Please.
You know, if there's something that you think you can bring to us, whether you want to write an article or, you know, help promoting the show and the paper, you know. Just let us know.
And if you don't have any ideas and you just want to join us, please do. We, you know, we're welcoming group, I think.
Yes, we're very inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, we'll say goodbye. And be sure to stick around here because I will have Tyler's track coming up.
Yes. I can't wait to hear it.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Later.
Later, alligator.
Falls Cast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Okay, sorry, Bart. Okay, we killed him.
We went off the rails.
He's leaving us. Bart, don't leave us. Where are you going, Bart?
Come back, Bart. Come back.
No. Oh, so my interview just showed up. Bye.